In this week's parasha, Parashas Vayetze, the Torah tells us, Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayifka b'mokoim, Vayolen Shom, Givor HaShemesh, Vayikach ma'avnei ha'mokoim, Vayosim ha'roshoysov, Vayishkav b'mokoim ha'hu. We know that Yaakov, when he came to a certain place, so he sat down. Everybody knows the famous Maaser. We all came back as kids from the coloring books. That Yaakov with the different stones that were around his head. Why Dafka the head, not the guf, we all know. Al Koponim, this week, Be'ez Hashem, I want to try to magnify a certain nekuda, a certain point that I think we can learn from. I think that Chazal are teaching us a tremendous yisoid and a lesson that we can learn from this week's parasha. A lesson which is one of the most important lessons that we'll probably learn in our entire lives. Rashi, on the pasuk that we just mentioned, says as follows. Rashi says, "Vayishkav b'mokoy mahu." Says Rashi, "Loshen miut, ba'oisem mokoyim shochav." In that place, that's where Yaakov Avinu sat down and he lay, and he actually went to sleep. Avol yud dalud shonim, shishim esubeis eiver loy shochav b'layla shohaya oisik b'toyra. Zug Rashi, a tremendous yisoid. Rashi is telling us that the pasuk is pointing out that dafka b'mokoy mahu, dafka in that place, Yaakov Avinu got his first good night's sleep. First, his head hit the pillow, straight to sleep. What's the pshat? Says Rashi, why is the Torah teaching me this? Says Rashi, the yisoid is because we know famous mice, we spoke a little bit last week about this. This week I want to speak about, and that is Yaakov Avinu made a little bit of a stopover. He was told by his parents to go to a certain place, and it seemed to be that he made a stopover. He stopped over in the yeshiva Shem Be'eva for 14 years. Says Rashi, he didn't put his head down, maybe on the shtender, I don't know. Rashi, he didn't sleep one good night's sleep until he came b'mokoy mahu, and he sat down, his head at the pillow, and that was it. He was out cold. Rashi is teaching us, Rabbi says something very interesting. I mean, I stam as a kash over here. 14 years in yeshiva. He stopped to go to yeshiva for 14 years on his way. Rabbi said, what was Yaakov Avinu doing his whole life? Which he was sitting sunbathing, taking kvitlach. Like, what was Yaakov Avinu doing? Playing chess all day? His whole life was a mokum of Torah. His whole life he was sitting and studying and learning. All of a sudden now, 14 years in learning, he has to stop over. His parents told him at Sibur, go to a place. No problem. But on the way, I'm stopping for 14 years to sit and learn yeshiva. What happened over here? What's going on? What is the Torah trying to teach me? What is the pshat? Well, all of a sudden, Yaakov Avinu, which I can imagine, wasn't doing anything except for opening Gemara in front of him, all of a sudden felt that he needed a 14-year break to go yeshiva Shem Be'eva, and not only a 14-year break, Rabbi Yisai, we're talking about not a sleep, no head on the pillow, none of that, you know, 18-hour Friday night bagel sleep or anything like that. We're talking about a matzav of learning. Right, all of a sudden now he left yeshiva, now he sleeps. What's pshat? This is something I think that we have to really mavarin and metzias. We have to investigate, what is the Torah trying to teach me by this wonderful episode? As we know, we've said this many, many times, the Rambam says that Maisa Ovis Simon Labonim, whatever happened to the Ovis is obviously a sign for us. It can teach us tremendous lessons of life. And I believe there is a tremendous lesson for us to be learnt by this week's parasha, and especially this episode of the parasha. Chazal, in the Gemara in Makkos, the end of Masechtas Makkos, Daf Chof Dalet, Chazal tell us over there that we see that Yaakov Avinu didn't want to lie. Yaakov Avinu didn't want to lie. Yaakov Avinu didn't want to say a sheker. Zug di Gemara. How do we know that Yaakov Avinu didn't want to lie? Zug di Gemara. Listen to this lashon that we saw in last week's parasha. In last week's parasha, in parasha's Toldos, the pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu was petrified. Yaakov Avinu was scared to go into his father. The Chazal, the Medrash tells us that the Malachim had to carry him in. He was actually making in his trousers, making in his pants, ad kedei kach, as they state in Chazal. He was petrified to go in. Why was he scared? Zog the Pasuk in Perek Chof Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis.
Ulai Yimusheni Ovi. Maybe my father will feel me out. He will feel me out and he'll catch me out. And he'll realize that I'm a fake, that I'm not really Esav. Zog the Gemara in Machas Dav Chof Dalet. This is the raya that Yaakov Avinu didn't want to lie. Rabbi, I have a simple kasha for you. What do you mean Yaakov Avinu didn't want to lie? The whole mahalach of last week's parasha of getting the brachas from his father Yitzchak when Esav really should have got them was a lie. The whole thing was one big deceiving. That's what Yaakov did. He went into his father to deceive his father, pretend that he was Esav, really he was Yaakov. And from here, the Gemara says, Frusha Gemara, that from these words, Ulai, Yimusheni Avi, maybe my father will fill me out. Oh, you see that Yaakov didn't want to lie. What's Pshat Rabbi Tzayt? Little bit schwer. So you'll tell me, Rashi says, Avadi didn't want to lie. Good, Chazal tell us his mitzvah with Gabaldi. Avadi didn't want to. But I think there's something deeper. I think there's something that it can teach us. And I want to speak on what it says. Let's go a little bit to last week's parasha for a moment to get a little bit of understanding where we're holding in life. And then we'll come back to this week's parasha, parasha by Yetzei. In last week's parasha we learned famous pasuk. Now it's already a Mefurish song. Forget about the pasuk, it's a Mefurish song. This everybody knows it. Is the pasuk says, Akol kol Yaakov yadayim yaday Esav. Which means that Yitzchak was a little bit confused. Wasn't sure. You feel like Esav, you do, you feel like in the hair, the skin, whatever. But you sound like Yaakov. You don't sound the right thing. A little bit of a confusion going on here. We're both to have a kasha. If Yaakov is going in to try and deceive his father to get the brachos which he believed was rightly his, and his mother told him they're yours, so why don't you change your voice? Go in! Don't speak like such a tzaddik like you normally speak. Change your voice! When you change the way you dress, why can't you change the way you speak? When you go in and speak a little bit rough, speak like an Esav. What's going on? You're trying to trick your father. Do it mahadrin, mina mahadrin. Do it properly. Change your voice. Why are you making confusion over here? Why do you have to make it that Yitzchak is like, ooh, hold on a second, you're 50-50. I don't know, you're 50% him, you're 50% him. Schizophrenic, I don't know what's going on over here, right? What's pshat? Why didn't Yaakov just actually go along and change his voice? So the answer is, we all know that Yaakov Avinu went running to his mummy. Mummy, mummy, what's going to be? Maybe my tati will find out and I'll be embarrassed and I'll be have clawless on me. Shemi rachim, what could happen? His mother told him, don't worry, Yaakov, my little Shefele Yaakov, don't worry. Because it's by Nevuah. You need to get these brachas. These brachas belong to you. It's by Nevuah. His mother knew that it belonged to him. And therefore, he could have had to do it, and he had to do it the way he had to do it. So why didn't he change his voice? If it was so clear that what he was doing was correct, and it was so clear that this is what your mother said you need to do, this is the correct mahalach, to change your voice. So you'll tell me his midas couldn't, you know, how could Yaakov speak to his father in a way of Azaz Ponev, of not of Derech Eretz Avadi, he couldn't have done it, that's Poshut Pshat, good. Rashi, other Rishonim learned that way. Of a rabbi's side, it's a tremendous lesson. The Maritzchias over there in Marcus brings a Vilna Goin. The Vilna Goin says such a beautiful word, Rabbi said, we have to instill this over here into our heads for the rest of our lives. So the Maritzchias, what's Pshat? When Yaakov said those words, Ulai, Yimusheni Avi. What's the Ulai? Maybe Hashem and his father will catch him out. So the Vilna Goin, there's a difference between Ulai and Pen. Ulai means, I want it to happen. That's what Ulai means. As they state in the Gro, as they bring the Maritz Chias. Ulai means, I want it to happen. Yaakov Avinu, what's the matter with you? Your mother just told you that this is what you have to do. Your mother told you it's been a vua. Take the brachas, they're yours. Ulai, you want your father to catch you out. You want your father to find out you're a deceiver and you're a fake and really you're not Esav. What's the pshat? So Lemaisa Matzchias explains that Yaakov wanted his father Yitzchak to chap. He wanted his father to feel him out and say, hold on a minute, there's something wrong over here. You are not Esav, you're Yaakov. He wanted to be caught out. He wanted to be guilty, found guilty of stealing the brachas, and he won't get them. Yaakov, what's going on? You're allowed to take it. You have a heta. It's mutter. Come on. Take
Take it easy. Don't be so difficult with life. Don't be so from. Don't be so religious. Not everything has to be asa. It's okay. Your mother told you it's all right. What are you making such an issue out of it for? Rabbi Yitzchak Chazal are telling us over here is the going to the Maritzchiyas Pshat over here is Yaakov Avinu knew Avada Avada. This is what he had to do. Over his Midah HaEmes was stopping him. Titin Emes to Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu was so immersed in the Midah of Emes, so far away from the Midah of Sheker, that when it came to such a situation, yes, his mother told him, I have to do this. But it was so difficult because it wasn't Emes. It was not 100% Emes. You could say, Abada, sometimes that is the Emes. If your mother tells you, good, there's Cheshbonis and this and that. Enochanami, Chasroshon, we're not saying Yaakov did anything Sheker. Maybe there was a Shinoi of the Emes. But to Yaakov's Avinu sensitivity, this was not 100% Emes. And therefore, yes, it was correct and it had to be done, but it was difficult. And because of that, he couldn't change his voice. He couldn't go all the way. He wanted Ulai's of the going. He wanted his father to chap that he wasn't being correct. And therefore, he felt guilty because he felt that it wasn't 100% the emes. And therefore, yeah, he made the ishtadlus. He made the ishtadlus. He put the skins on. He put the hair on. But to change my voice, after they kach, oh, this I can't do. I once heard from one of my rabbis in yeshiva that this is the pshat in this week's parasha. Rabbi said, let's move on. This week's parasha, parasha Vayetzeh. Yaakov Avinu is a tzivoy. Go somewhere, do something. What does he do? 14 years stops off at the yeshiva. 14 years stop off a break. What's the pshat? The pshat he wanted to tie in, about the posh pshat, he was going to Chutz Loretz. He was going amongst the goyim, so he had to have a chona to prepare himself. Good. But Rabbi Yisai, the lesson has to be over here something else. And that is, Yaakov Avinu felt that after doing something that wasn't 100% the MS, he has to go learn. Run back to the base medrash. I can't take it anymore. Yaakov couldn't take it. I had to do something. Avada was mutter and it was a heta. Oh, but that need of MS by him was so stark. The need of Emes was so unbelievable. He was so distant from Sheker that Yaakov Avinu felt, no, I've got to go to Yeshiva. I need to immerse myself in a Gemara, in a Rashba, in a Tosfos. Why? Because Torah is the only thing that saves us, say Chazal, from Sheker and leads us to Emes. And Mimela, that's why he went to Dafka learn 14 years at this time exactly, because he felt that something was wrong, it was tainted, his Midas HaEmes. And before he went to Chutzlot amongst all the Goyim, if he wouldn't have fixed it up, who knows where it would end? Who knows what the result would be? Once you start changing the MS, it leads to all sorts of terrible things. And therefore he needed to counteract this. He needed to refine this meter of MS. And he ran to the base measures and sat there 14 years. Yoimon v'loyla, but he has simply sleep. Rabbi said, this is Torah. This is the Yesod. The Yesod of the here is, Chazal tell us, Chos v'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS. The world stands on MS. The Mishnah Ovis in Perik Aleph tells us, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oime, Al Shloisha Dvorim Ha'olam Kayim, and one of them is Emes. Emes is something, Rabbi said, we have to get this midi into our noodle. That Lemaisa, something of Emes, is not some a nice thing to do. It's not one of those midas, you know, say Chavetz Chaim Sheh, and then nice midas, you know, Ben Adol Chaveroi, we'll have this Sheh, we'll have this Shmuz. No, no, no. Emes is something, Zuch Chazal, that this is what the Olam stands on. This is what the world rests on. There's a Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Tes tells us one of the reasons why Yerushalayim was destroyed was because we don't have Anshei Emunah, we don't have people that are emistic of people, people that are truthful, people that are away from the faults. Rabbi said this is a very serious thing. We're going to go through our lives, wherever we're going to go, whatever we're going to do. And if we don't have this Midah ingrained in us, it can lead to some of the most worst and terrible avarias that a person can ever do. There's a Gemara in Sugadach Menvav, the Gemara tells us that when a person has a child, Rabbi said, Be'ez Hashem, you're going to have children, and you want to machanech your children in the correct way. Says the Gemara, how do you do it? Says the Gemara, and this is a common problem, a very common problem.
My child actually told me this evening, that when they were with somebody else in a certain house, they used to having this treatment and they chapped it straight away at such a young age. So the Gemara in Sukkah, don't promise your child will give them a candy and don't give it to them. Oh, come on, of course I'll take it to the zoo. Come on. And then they chap. They realize it. So the Gemara, that's not how you mechanic your children, our pi sheker. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal was one time walking into a cheder. And he walked into a cheder of young children. And he saw that they took the mezuzah and they put the mezuzah very, very low down so that the kids could reach it. Beautiful thing. They wanted the kids to walk in and kiss the mezuzah. So it was too high up, so they put it lower down. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky saw it and he smiled. And then he said, change it, please. Yeah, I understand you want the kids to touch it. But that's not chinuch. Chinuch doesn't mean alidei sheke. It means alidei emes. We have to lemaisa rabbi say, we have to work on this midah. How often is it the case that you're asked in a certain place, I won't say where, and they'll ask you, are you 16 years old? Are you 18 years old? Whatever you're doing and whatever you're buying, wherever it may be in the world. And you say, who, me? God, I'm almost 18. I'm not 18, I'm almost. A couple of months maybe, right? You ever saw these people taking their families to the amusement park, right? And everyone knows under 3 you don't pay, right? So what do you do? Nah, it's not 3! But the little kids sometimes have to shut up the kid because the kid is saying, what do you mean? Of course I had my 3rd birthday, right? You're going to tell the kid to be quiet. No, that's cool. I'm not called 3. It's not called 3. It's going to be 3. I once did it myself. I once told the woman over there, I said, my kid is 3. They're like, oh, really? No one ever tells us that thing. That's unbelievable. It made a tremendous kiddush Hashem. We do this all the time. We think to ourselves, we're almost this age, come on, you want to rent the car, you want to do this, you want to buy alcohol, all these sorts of things. We're almost, but we're not. That sheker. That midah of sheker, Rabbi Yisai, is terrible. And in business, if Be'ez Hashem, a person ever goes into business, and this is the midah that goes within him, it can do tremendous damage. I know personally a person in England that was working for a company there, and he told me after a few months of working the company, he had to leave the company. He said the messing around, the gneva, the gzela that was going on a daily basis, he poshut couldn't take it. Someone once came to Rav Aaron Cutler with a picture of the yeshiva in Lakewood, what it looks like. They're about to present it to all the big balabatim for a big dinner for all the choshuva people to get money. So they showed Rav Aaron the picture, beautiful picture of the yeshiva building. Rav Aaron took it and he ripped it to shreds. He said to him, Rebbe, what are you doing? What happened? What's the matter? He said, there's 2 trees on there. We only have 1 tree in front, not 2. Ah, come on, do me a favor. What's the matter with you? 1 tree, 2 trees, what's the difference? No, Sukh Rav Aaron, Emes. That's not Emes. Sukh Rav Aaron, that's not Emes. The midah of Emes means that is that exact. The Gedolim understood this. The Gedolim lived this. By them, Emes was Emes, and Sheker was Sheker. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky always bring down that he had a taina of one on his 3rd grade Rebbe, because his 3rd grade Rebbe one time came late for cheder, and his Rebbe said to him, "Where have you been?" So he said, "For whatever reason, I had to go around and I couldn't get in. Whatever the reason was," and his Rebbe slapped him. Don't lie again. And Rabbi Yaakov said, for years later, he had tainas on this Rebbe. Because he said his Rebbe didn't know who he was. Rabbi Yaakov never said a word of Sheker in his life, even at that young age. And at a time in his Rebbe that he didn't know him, and you have to know who you're dealing with. Rabbi said, there's a Mayuridik Aloshin Svas Emes. The Svas Emes says, take a burning coal, a coal. If you blow it, what happens? It ignites into a fire. If you put it into some water, spit on it, a little bit of water, it sizzles and it goes out. So the Svas Emes Gecholim is Gematria Emes. Emes is like this hot coal. If you take it and you spit on it and you disgrace it, it goes out. But if you blow on it Ruach Hayim, and this is your life, an Emesic life, a life of Emes, then it gives you Emes, it ignites into a fire, and it makes you have a successful life. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky here, Dua didn't eat Gebrochs. That's very interesting, because he wasn't Hasidish, he was Litvish. Why need Gebrochs? You know what the reason was? When he was a Boch in Yeshiva, he wanted to eat by somebody's house, and it was Pesach. And he wasn't so sure of the Heksha. So he had a good excuse. He said, I'm sorry, I can't eat here, because I don't eat Gebrochs, and you guys are eating Gebrochs. Oh, and they said, okay, fine, no problem, that's your minute, okay. He said, from that moment onward, I said it, it came out of my mouth, I have to keep it. That's Emes. That's Emes! And what would we say? Come on, I was just saying it, I didn't mean it,
that's not really.
No.
MS means if it came out of your mouth, it's 100% true. Rabbi Yaakov, I think one more mice, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's a mood to come. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on his 80th birthday put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. His grandchildren said to him, what are you doing? Rabbeinu Tam, more normally if you're Hasidish, Lubavitch, whatever, what are you wearing? And now on the 80th birthday, what's trap? He said, let me tell you something, it happened about 40 or 50 years previous to this. He said, someone came to him and said, why are you not wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? The Chofetz Chaim wore Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. He said, what do you mean? The Chofetz Chaim was 80 years old when he put on Rabbeinu Tam. When I get to 80, I'll also put on Rabbeinu Tam. When he got to 80, 80th birthday, he put on a tefillin. MS is MS. If you say something, you have to learn to mean it. You have to learn to be marichik ourselves from the middah of Shekhar Rabbi. I want to tell you a modika maisa. It's a true maisa. This is an absolute guaranteed true maisa. That MS can save a person's life. There was a father and a son walking down the street in somewhere in America, and they see a big sign saying down the next block is a blood giving bank, and they urgently need it for people, Nebuch, Jewish people that needed the blood, mamash pekuach nefesh, tremendous mitzvah, chesed, whatever. So the son looks at the father and says, let's do it, let's do the mitzvah, what a great mitzvah, what a great tzchah, we can give blood, we can help people's lives, unbelievable. And the father says, yeah, absolutely, let's go. So off they go to the place of the blood bank, and they see that there's a whole line over there, and there's also a rule book, right? There's a little piece of paper that tells everyone, are you eligible or you're not eligible? And it says over there that nobody under the age of 16 can give blood. Whatever the reason is, I don't know, but that's what it said. And the son looked at it and looked at his father and says, come on, it's only 3 weeks till my birthday. I'm 16 already now. I'm basically 16, right? Father says to him, no. In our family, we don't say a sheker. You're not 16, that's sheker. It's a mitzvah. What do you mean? It's a mitzvah. Kuach nefesh. It's people that... No. So the father, in our family, we don't lie. We say the MS, and you're not 16. The son was very upset. The father did it, and that was it. A day and a half later, this is a true maisa. A day and a half later, this boy Nebuch was caught in a car crash. He was in a car in a really terrible accident. It was in critical condition. He was in the hospital, and his father was there talking to the doctor at one point. And the doctor was explaining to him what happened, and he lost a tremendous amount of blood in that accident. And the father was saying, that's really interesting, because about a day and a half ago, we were thinking of giving blood. The doctor says, what, he gave blood? No. We didn't, because it was under 16. He wasn't 16 yet. And the doctor said, you should know something. If he would have given blood, he wouldn't be here today. There's no way he would be here. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisai? Zug de Chazal, that the Olam stands on MS. A person that's familiar is the foundation of the world is MS. And if a person is dog and minig in this media of MS, there's a gabaldi gazach, and he can save a life as well. But first, I want to tell you a modika maisav in the Gemara. It's a modika Gemara, this one. Everybody should have this one in their pocket to know for the rest of their lives. There's a Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chesamad Aleph. Zug the Gemara in Tainis. Famous Gemara. The Gemara says that the maisa we're talking about, we don't have Anshi Emuna, we don't have people that unfortunately are truthful, people of MS. Zug the Gemara, where do we know this from? We know it from the case of the chulda and the bar, the case of the weasel and the pit. What's the pshat? Zuk toisus, let me tell you pshat. Beautiful story, this one. This is such a sweet toisus. Zuk toisus. Listen to this toisus. Peirish. Maimin b'chulda ubar. What was the story? Zuk toisus, maisa shahoya. One day, once upon a time. Maisa hoya benara achas. There was a girl. A girl. Hoysa roitze. Leilech lebeis aviha. She was going to visit her father. V'haya bar b'derech. And there was a bar, there was a pit on the way. V'nafla. And she fell into the bar. She couldn't get out. She was stuck in this pit. Zug Tosfos, what happened next? Obo bachor echad. Isn't that amazing? A boy came along. Wonderful. He was probably on his way to town. I don't know. Right? He came along, this boy. There he was. He sees this girl over there. And he says, V'oma. Imani Elchot is only. Says the Talmud, I'll make you a deal. I'll bring you up, I'll save you, but then you're going to marry me. He obviously liked the way she looked. He says, listen, you want to get out there? No problem. Get out, and you're going to marry me. Omrulai, she said, hey. She had a choice, right? She said, yeah, no problem, we'll get married. Great shidduch. Saving the shadchanim. Great, no shidduch dates in the restaurant. Beautiful, beautiful marriage. Wonderful. Benishbu b'neyem. They made a shavua.
They made a shavu, they made a pact between them that we are going to be married. He won't marry anybody else. The he loved another ishach, and she won't marry anybody else. And they said, hey, me may be Nainu. Who's gonna testify? Who's gonna be the Aidim? Who's looking? Who's gonna see? There was a weasel walking around the bar. Va'omru elu shnayim. These two are gonna be the Aidim, the bar and the chulda. You Aidim beinenu. Va'hochel adrocham, and off they went. She went on her way, he went on his way, and they lived happily ever after. Says Tosfos. She says, I'm not marrying anybody else. I made a shvua. He's the man for me. He found somebody else and he got married to her. The older Ben, they got married. They had a son. Bachulda came along a weasel of a nishkali and he actually bit him, umes, and he died. The older Ben Shani, they had another child. Venophal a bow, and he fell into a bow or mace. What a weird situation is, says his wife. What's going on over here? Two children both died in unusual situations, and then it hits him. A bow and a holder, these were my Aidim. Omulai Ishtai, Mazel, what's going on? Amaisa Shigilonu, Shaloka Shebane Odom, this doesn't happen to anybody else. Nizka Shvua, all of a sudden he says, ah, I remember the oath that I made to that woman, the pact that we made. The Sipal Ishtai told his wife, unfortunately, what happened before the wedding is that he made a shvua. Omolo, she said, in Cain, Chaza v'kocha, he made a get, he got divorced from that woman, and he married. Zug di Gemara, this teaches us the yesod of MS, that a person shouldn't take it lightly. The words that come out of your mouth are so choshuv. I want to tell you a maisa with the Chofetz Chaim. I heard this from a person that heard this from the Chofetz Chaim's daughter that it happened to. The Chofetz Chaim, when he first came out, I'll tell you one maisa before we get to that one. The Chofetz Chaim, when he wrote his first sefer, Mishnah Berurah, right? First Chelik Aleph for Mishnah Berurah. So he wrote the sefer, it was from Mamish God Lador, everybody knew the Chofetz Chaim. And when he came to a certain place, the signs went up. Sadiq Balei, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, Bala Mechaber, Sefer Mishnah Berurah, on Orech Chaim, he's come to talk to us. The Chofetz Chaim sees the sign. He says to somebody, give me a pen a minute. I need to borrow, I need to make a little bit of an adjustment over there. And he says, no, I didn't write on the whole Orech Chaim. I only wrote Chelik Aleph. Good, the others are going to come out. But I only wrote Chelik Aleph. Now, how many people would do that? To the Chofetz Chaim, if it wasn't MS, I'm not doing it. I'm not interested in them writing about me in a way that's not true. The Chofetz Chaim, when he had his Sforim on Mishnah Berurah, made sure that every single page was correct. And it was so important for him to check every page. The Chofetz Chaim took hours to go and check every page because he didn't want anyone to buy it in a way that it wasn't correct. And it took him a long time. One time, he said to his daughter, maybe you want to help me out? Maybe you can check some books for me. Help me out. So his daughter said, I want to go play. I want to go outside and play. Please, he says to his daughter, please, I'd like you to go and check some books. His daughter said over the mic, to the person that I heard it from. And she says to her father, Tatia, I want to go play. So he says, please, I'd really like you to check the books. So she says, listen, I'll go play, I'll come back, I'll do 100 books. And she goes out to play. When she came back, there was a pile of 100 books on the table waiting for her to check. You said something? You mean it. We don't say things dumb. We don't say things and don't mean them. MS is MS. That's a person has to realize. This is important, you say it as well. And even more so, Rabbi say as well. And that is, we have to realize. How often do we think that we have a heter, we're allowed, it's okay. Come on! It's alright! We have a heter, Yaakov Avinu, and the best heter in the world! Yaakov Avinu was told by his mother, this is Nevuah, this is your bracha! But Avol P, King Yaakov said, no, it's not MS! It's not 100% MS to his madreika. And he distanced himself from it, he said, no, I can't do it! But by sight, it's a lesson for us for life. So many times we go through life, and we go through situations, whether it be in our roommate in yeshiva, whether it be our rebbeim, whether it be our parents, whether it be our wives, whether it be our kids, whether it be our business associates. And we're so easy for words to come out of our mouths, and we don't even mean them. And we say to ourselves, hey, we didn't mean it, it's okay, he understood, he done it. No, we have to realize that midah of emes is something that we have to put into our brains, and put into the blood that circulates our body. MS is something that keeps the world going, as I state in Chazal. And I want to end with one last nekuda on this yesod, and that is so much so that a person can fake other people and can trick other people.
But the worst case is when a person tricks himself, when a person fakes himself. How many times do people say, no, I can't manage this, I can't manage that, I'll never get there, I'll never manage this. But basically, let me just ask you a question. If I were to give you $1 million for every blat of Gemara that you learn Baal Peh. Now, before I give you that offer, I'll tell you, learn a blat Baal Peh. You'll say to me, learn a blat of Gemara Baal Peh? I can't do it. I say, look here, I have cash, $1 million. By the end of today, if you have that blat Baal Peh, here's the cash. Believe me, I guarantee you, you're going to do that. And if I tell you it's $1 million per dot, right, you'll be shagging away every single day. What do you mean? 10 minutes ago, you couldn't manage. If I go to a cow, and I say to a cow, I'll give you $100 million cash for every line of Gemara, there's nothing in the world that he can do that. He hasn't got the potential. He can't do it. We can, but we need sometimes a little bit of a push. A person has to realize to fake other people is one thing, of other it's bad. Oh, but to fake yourself, to trick yourself into thinking you can't manage, and I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I can't get anywhere in life, and I can't become something, that's the biggest sheker. And that sheker is the worst outcome, and the worst result that a person can see. Rabbi said we should learn Be'ez Hashem from this week's parasha, the tremendous and gavaldige yisoid that Chazal are teaching us. And that is how careful a person has to be with his words. When you say something, mean it. Emes is what brings the world. The Rebbeinu should give us the answer to this.